This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom McNeil. The White House has issued a statement saying that U.S. President Donald Trump early Thursday signed a stopgap funding bill that would keep the federal government open through December 11th. The legislation would maintain current funding levels for most programs, avoiding a government shutdown in the middle of a pandemic just weeks ahead of the November 3rd U.S. presidential election. The Trump administration says on Wednesday that it wants to and intends to allow only 15,000 refugees to resettle in the United States in the 2021 fiscal year, setting another record low in the history of the modern refugee program. The State Department said the proposal reflected the Trump administration's prioritizing of the safety and well-being of Americans, especially in light of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. The refugee cap was cut to 18,000 last year, but only roughly half that many refugees were let in, as increased vetting and the coronavirus have slowed arrivals. The president typically sets yearly refugee levels around the beginning of each fiscal year. Under U.S. law, the president must consult Congress before finalizing the annual number of refugees it plans to accept, but the determination is ultimately set by the White House. The administration has proposed including $20 billion extension in aid for the battered airline industry in a new stimulus proposal to House Democrats worth over $1.5 trillion. American Airlines and United Airlines, two of the largest U.S. carriers, said they were beginning furloughs of over 32,000 workers Thursday as hopes faded for a last-minute bailout from Washington. This is VOA.